Father, we thank you so much this morning for protecting us, for protecting the ministers all over the world. I pray for pastors, I pray for churches all over the world that they hear your voice and that they are protected, they are provided for, the pastors and the ministries are provided for. I thank you for it right now. I pray for all my brothers and sisters who have a call on their life and in these times that they can stand and be blessed. I also pray for our president, vice president, governors, and mayors all over the world that they will hear your voice and that it will be led by your spirit. And I thank you for all the doctors and nurses and hospitals and different places, rest homes, different places where people are being taken care of. We pray here at Word of Life Christian Center that your spirit be there with them. And then, Father, I pray for the health as well as the wealth will begin to manifest in the body of Christ like never before, for it's rightfully for us to handle it. So I thank you that you take my mind, you take my tongue, you take my understanding, you take my spirit, you take my soul, my body, and use it in these great moments to minister to the body of Christ and to the world. I thank you for every man and woman, every household that is tuned in to this service this morning, that you will minister to all of those you have made me overseer, the members of Word of Life Christian Center, that you're touching them, you're taking care of them, your hand is upon them, and the truth that is in their heart is manifesting. We thank you so much in this sanctuary. My staff and I are here, my family. We just pray that your presence be known and that the revelation knowledge that you put in my spirit will come forth alive and well. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We're going to deal with Jesus, the master prosperity demonstrator. The master prosperity demonstrator. We're going to talk about financial prosperity because of my assignment to the body of Christ. And I believe, as you turn your Bible to Matthew 6, I believe that during these times there are health transference and wealth transference. Now, when I talk about wealth, I seem to, over the years, understand that included in wealth is prosperity, abundance, increase, plenty. I believe all that included in wealth. As we deal with prosperity demonstration this morning, the ideal of the kingdom or the ideal of God is, as we see Jesus demonstrate prosperity and show us how to do it, that each one of us can become a prosperity demonstrator for the kingdom. It's so important. It seemed like throughout the Bible that the Lord was aiming to develop his children to demonstrate his prosperity in their lives. Before leaving home this morning, I walked in front of God's house that he had let me live in all these years, and I saw prosperity demonstration. I saw that he had made me a prosperity demonstrator. And I'm proud to be one for him. I'm not ashamed of prosperity. And I'm not ashamed of having more than enough. And I'm not ashamed to live an unlimited life. And that's where we must come. We must get our mindset straight about this thing, that we are designed to live unlimited. Designed to live unlimited. Now I want to, in Matthew 6, we're going to read a very familiar scripture, because we're talking about kingdom prosperity, kingdom citizenship, and we're talking about unusual, unstoppable prosperity, unusual prosperity, unlimited prosperity. Get it? Unstoppable, unusual, and unlimited prosperity is about to flow in your life.
Yes. Yes.
Got it? Got it? Got it out there? Unstoppable, unusual, and unlimited prosperity is about to flow in your life as a prosperity demonstrator for the kingdom. And so we got Jesus, the master prosperity demonstrator, and show us master prosperity demonstration. Let me give you a definition here of what the demonstration in the aspect in which we're using it this morning. A person who shows how a law or principle works in the spirit realm, including evidence that cannot be denied. The aim of Jesus here is to make prosperity kingdom demonstrators. I wrote this for you because before I start ministering, I have it in me, I have it on me, I have it around me. You will have to hear, see, understand, and do by faith. Entering into the demonstration of the spirit and power in kingdom prosperity. I need to give you that again. You will have, in this class this morning, in this service, you will have to hear, see, understand, and do by faith. Entering into the demonstration of the spirit and power in kingdom prosperity. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul talked about it. He didn't come in enticing word, but in demonstration of the spirit and the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So there's a prosperity wisdom that will be released in his house today. I said there's a prosperity wisdom that will be released in this, and prosperity power. So we read in Matthew 6, 33, familiar scripture, but I'm going to read 32 and 34 to get a grasp of this, that we don't have to be running all over the world trying to find our living and how we're going to live. He says in verse 32, Matthew 6, 32, Jesus the speaker, "For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things." All right? "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Then he said in the 34th verse, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." But there he's just showing us that how we are to seek the kingdom of God. See, that's real prosperity. By the law of supernatural attraction, get that now, by the law of supernatural attraction, by the spiritual law of receiving, by an anointing of releasing. Let me go back over that, this introduction, and I'll go to that first point. By the law of supernatural attraction, in other words, from this day forward, you're going to wear an anointing as a prosperity demonstrator, to have prosperity demonstration in your life. You're going to function in the law of attraction, of attracting prosperity. By the law of supernatural attraction, by the spiritual law of receiving, by an anointing of releasing. Very important. You receive, you attract, you receive, and you release. That's what's going to keep it going on. That's the process, all right? Now listen with me. We'll go over three scriptures. I went over Matthew 6:33. Turn to Luke 13:32. And listen to this statement. There is an unstoppable money flow to take care of kingdom citizen and kingdom business on earth. We got to get this. Listen, there's an unstoppable money flow to take care of kingdom citizen. Notice now. And kingdom business. So it's not all about you. It's about the kingdom.
Right.
All right. There in Luke 13. Should have had that on the board. I said it earlier. Luke 13. Y'all keep it with me. Because there's a lot of stuff I got to get out this morning. That's not the voice I want. Luke 13. Where is it? I want that scripture where fear not, it's his good pleasure to give the kingdom. Fear not, little flock, it's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That was the wrong scripture. It might be the wrong scripture. Go to
12.
Luke 12:32. Yeah, I wrote a 3. Luke 12:32. Let's go there. Luke 12:32. Very important that we get this, because I'm going to get a little deep in a few moments, and I feel an anointing coming on me right now, because this is so important that the wealth transferring is going on now, and the wealth transferring never goes on in good time. The system has to be stirred up, and the system has to become confused to a certain degree for wealth, for God's people to be able to receive their transfer, because the wicked reservoirs are trying to hold it. But the Lord is sticking a hold in them right now. All right. Yeah. 12 and 32, all right? Now stick with me now. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's the Father's good pleasure. And we're talking about kingdom prosperity being transferred to the people of God. Now notice again, to make sure you know you're part of this, Luke 17:21. And then we're going to really get into it. Luke 17:21. Somebody say, I thought we was already into it. No, we're really going to get into it. Neither shall they say, lo here, lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. You see, so that kingdom, to attract all that belong to the kingdom, is already in you. You see it? So again, I repeat before we go into a great demonstration of the Lord Jesus Christ, the master demonstrator of prosperity. Jesus is the master demonstrator of prosperity, and he's the master prosperity demonstrator. Yes, sir. So there's an unstoppable money flow. What I say?
Unstoppable money flow.
To take care of kingdom citizen and kingdom business on earth. I am a kingdom citizen, and I'm on kingdom business. Come on, talk to me. I'm a kingdom citizen, and I'm on kingdom business. All right? Now, Jesus, turn to John 6, John Gospel, chapter 6. I don't know how far I'll get. It's so powerful, and I had so much a good time in getting ready for this. Jesus releases a prosperity demonstration at the most unlikely time. Jesus releases a prosperity demonstration at the most unlikely time. Unlikely time, unlikely time, unlikely time, unlikely time. We're in an unlikely time now. All right, but that's when Jesus functioned better. Jesus functioned better under pressure.
Yes, he does.
And he able to do things supernaturally. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes, yes.
He able to do things supernaturally. Here in John chapter 6, let me give you a prelude of this miracle or this demonstration. I want you to get these notes down so you'll be able to catch the prosperity. I want you to think about 5,000 people and 200 pennies. And the people are hungry. 200 penny words. I want you to think about that in verse 7. Mark that. 200 penny words. I also want you to see he always knows how to make a prosperity demonstration no matter what's happening. I want you to see that in verse 6. He already knew what he was going to do. He already knows what he's going to do for you, whatever position you're in now. It's time for your prosperity demonstration. Amen? And then he will put the prosperity demonstration in your hand. Verse 11. he will use you in bringing forth your own prosperity demonstration.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's going to use you. He's not going to do it by himself. He's going to get you involved. You're going to see this in the sixth chapter. He's going to put the demonstration in your hand. Say, he's going to put the demonstration in my hand. Maybe you have held some prosperity demonstration and didn't know what you was holding. But after the day, we'll clear it up, all right? Now, we're dealing with above 5,000. I'm going to read the story in a minute. Above 5,000 in verse 10. And we're dealing with five barley loaves and two small fishes in verse 9. Now, what makes this a prosperity demonstration is when the demonstration started, we got a term here that they, after he put it in the disciples' hand, as much as they would. Verse 11, as much as they would. Although it wasn't playing around. You know, it wasn't trying to scrap or scrape or pinch or trying to save something. He said, just eat till you knock yourself out. And that's what he's telling us right now. Good God Almighty, live till you knock yourself out. Live till somebody see you fall out. And somebody say, what happened to you? The Lord overwhelmed me. The Lord just kept doing so much good things I couldn't handle it. I fainted. Live till you faint. Live prosper till you faint, till you can't explain it. Notice also in verse 12, when they were filled. This is a demonstration, man. When they were filled. As much as you want, then when they were filled. And then, don't forget, in verse 13, they filled 12 baskets. Man, we got a demonstration here. And don't forget, in verse 13, I'm going to read it now. Mm-hmm. Over and above. Somebody ought to say hallelujah now. That's good preaching there, boy. That's it's showing you the demonstration. It's showing you that it start out with nothing. But yet Jesus always knew what he was going to do. All right, now, let's read. I want to read it and work with it a minute. In John 6, verse 1. And after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great what? Followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was now. Verse 5, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him. I got it, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I am responsible for whosoever come to me. Jesus saying to us this morning, I am responsible that you live an above life because you have come to me. Word of Life Christian Center, do you hear me at home? Are you hearing what he's saying? You have come to him. So his desire is to demonstrate his prosperity in your life. He don't want you pinching.
That's right.
He don't want you looking to this world as your source. He don't want you looking to the government as your source. He wants you to look to him. And I read in the Bible in Philippians 4:19,
yes,
my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I read my Bible in Psalm 23:1 says, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I read my Bible in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. My goodness, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So I come unto him. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, then he said, I'm responsible here now. So he said unto Philip, where should we buy bread that these may eat? Now notice verse 6, I love it. And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. So he'll take you through a test. But he already knows what he's going to do. He already knows what he's going to do during these times. These times when things look like, it's two things happening. People's health being affected and people's wealth being affected. The economy and the health at this time. But the Lord, that's why we were born. And that's why Word of Life exists. That's why every Christian word exists. But we were born for such a time as this, to tell the body of Christ it's time for demonstration.
Yes, yes, yes.
Time for demonstration. Say it.
It's
time for prosperity demonstration.
It's time for prosperity.
Now watch this. Watch the master. He asked Philip. He know Philip didn't know what to do. He know Lil Dude don't know what to do. He know Leroy Jr. don't know what to do.
Right.
He know Jesse. He know we don't know what to do. But he asks you, what are we going to do about this? Are you ready to yield?
Come on.
Man, I like to took off running.
Yeah.
Are you ready to yield? Are you ready to let me do it for you?
Wow.
Somebody shout out there. Are you ready to let me handle that thing for you? What you dealing with? What you going through? I feel like preaching now. Are you ready to let me handle it? I want to handle it for you. Just turn it over to me. I'll make it a prosperity demonstration. It looked like it was going down, but I'm about to take it to another level.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he said, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now he knew Philip didn't have the answer. And he said, he tell you why, verse 6. And this he said to prove him. For he himself knew that it was time for a prosperity demonstration. He's about to demonstrate a prosperity demonstration where it's not normally, where it shouldn't normally happen. Or a person, listen to me, that it seemed abnormal for them to be so blessed. They wasn't too smart in school. They wasn't on the honor roll. But all of a sudden, God see that person and put him on the honor roll. Put them on his honor roll. Good God Almighty. I'm on the Lord honor roll. Say it. Yeah, I'm making good grades in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna let me preach by myself up in the air. Woo!
Hallelujah.
I'm on the Lord's honor roll. And I'm about to be promoted. And nobody can stop it. My goodness. Philip, now look, notice with me, go with me now, because we're dealing with a prosperity demonstration. And we have to take it step by step so we'll know how to yield to it in our lives. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient. Now you need to underline that. Not sufficient. Where you at right now? Where you at in your finances? Huh? Where you at? The lower you are, the better you are right now. Because I'm about to show you some things. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth is not, you see 5,000 people. You can't buy enough bread with 200 penny worth. Now, it's time for us to get away from the pennies anyway. That every one of them may take a little. That everyone may take a little. See, that everyone may take a little. But the Lord don't operate in little. See, now all of us who fight against prosperity and talk about you shouldn't have, you out of order. The Lord cannot afford, listen to me, the Lord cannot afford to operate in limits. Then he wouldn't be God.
That's right.
He's an unlimited God, an unlimited Jesus, an unlimited Holy Spirit. I'm an unlimited believer. We should all be wearing an unlimited prosperity anointing I announce on you this day. From this day forward, you're going to wear an unlimited prosperity anointing, an unusual prosperity anointing, an unstoppable prosperity anointing is on me right now. Say it. Say it. Say it any way you want to say it. Just say it. Get it out. Get it in the atmosphere. And then a lot of people are disgusted about your finances. How you going to come out? You talk to people and you tell them your business and they be discussing. You have Philip say he can't. You're Andrew now. And on the 8th verse, one of his disciples, Andrew Simon, Peter's brother, said to him, there's a lad here which had 5 barley loaves, 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? You see, you get all this advice from these people who don't know what they're talking about. You see, you go to these companies and they tell you about, you know, how you take one step at a time, one month at a time, you know. You're never getting prosperity like that. These are natural advisors. Because neither one of these boys was in the spirit. They're in the spirit. They said, Lord, you're here. We can handle it. They seen the miracle, but they were in the natural. Jesus was trying to take them out the natural. You can't walk in as a prosperity demonstrator in the natural. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
You sure you're here? All right, now watch. In verse 10, here the demonstration starts now. Jesus said, I heard all this. Y'all done had y'all job. Y'all done worked three jobs. Y'all done stayed up all night long trying to do it and called everybody you know. Now let me show you how it go. Somebody about to get blessed. The Holy Spirit going to touch somebody right here now. As we go through all these rigmarole, that's such a word. Jesus said, that's enough. Verse 10, that's enough. I'll take over here. Who's going to let him take over? Who going to let the Lord take their finances over right now? Jesus said, I heard all your complaints. I heard all your shortages. I heard all you couldn't do. But let me take over in the 10th verse. 10th verse come to my life today. Say it. I'm about to sit down. You see what I'm saying? I'm about to sit down in my prosperity. I'm not going to hustle no more. I'm about to sit down and let him do it. Come on, somebody see that? Oh, yeah, y'all ain't going to rob me here. So in verse 10, I'm preaching now. I'm about to sit down and shut up and let him do it. Come on now. Come on, somebody talk to me up in here. I'm about to sit down, shut up, and let him do it. Yes. Yes. I done went through all my rigmaroles. I done went through all of my ideas. And I done went through all of my smart ideas, and none of it working. I'm still broke. I'm still living from paycheck to paycheck. But I'm ready for a financial demonstration in my life, and I'm going to let him do it. That's the only way he can do it. You got to let him do it. You ready for him to do it?
Yes.
Watch what happened here.
Yes,
10th verse.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus said, after all that unbelief, make the men sit down. Time to sit down. Time for me to take over. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in the number about 5,000. You had a demonstration now. I love it. And Jesus took the $50.
Come on, sir.
And Jesus took the $15.40. That's all I got.
Come on, sir.
But I gave it to Jesus. And I expect him to give me a prosperity demonstration. Somebody about to get help up in here this morning. I don't care what condition you're in. When Jesus take over. When we trust him. I remember many times in my life before I became a prosperity demonstrator, I saw so many prosperity demonstrations. You see, a prosperity demonstration don't have to be $400. It could be $14. You got to say, oh, here's another prosperity demonstration. Something come in your life that you didn't know you was going to get. See, you can't wait for the $14,000. You got to shout at the $14. Because there's a demonstration coming. Demonstrations start small, but they're going to magnify you giving praise. I said demonstration may start small, but they're going to magnify if you give him praise.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Never, oh Lord, this is a good one here, Lauren. Never take your money out of Jesus' hand.
Yes.
That's why tithing is important. See, every time you tithe, you keep it in God's hand. Yeah, 10% is an increased law. 10% is an increased law. And so when you're tithing, you got an increased law working for you all the time. I'm not going to charge y'all nothing for that. That's just a little side job, you know. But I want you to know you got an increased law working. And I know all you all are tithers. 10th verse. And 11th verse. And Jesus took the load. And Jesus, oh my. And you know what I heard? This is going to bless you. And Jesus took the load the financial load you carry.
Yep.
That's good stuff.
Every person under my voice, I want you to see this as the Spirit showed it to me on the spot. And Jesus took the loaves. I heard, and Jesus took the load. Any financial discrepancy that you're dealing with is about to turn into a demonstration. Oh, now y'all hear me. Any financial discrepancies you're dealing with this morning, because I'm ministering and because the anointing of God is upon me and God sent me, you are about to have demonstration in your discrepancies. And Jesus took the load. Notice what he did first. Learn from him. And when he had given thanks, you got to give him thanks. You have to give him thanks before the demonstration. Thanksgiving is a manifester. Thanksgiving is a demonstrator. Now, I like the next part of this verse. I'm not going to get for it this morning. He distributed to the disciple. He said, I'm not going to do this without you. I'm going to make you get in on it. I'm going to multiply. I'm going to let the Father multiply this bread in your hand. I've seen it before, but you never become a demonstrator, but I'm making you a demonstrator. I'm going, you talking about the 2 penny worth and the 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. I want you to know it don't mean nothing here. I'm about to demonstrate the heavens back up in your hand. Put it in their hand. He gonna put it in your hand. I'm a demonstrator. I'm seeing so much money went through my hand. He just put it in my hand. Never thought as a boy, never thought I would see anything like this. But he constantly do it. People run me down. Put thousands of dollars in my hand all the time. Isn't that something? Then he said, he told Abraham to all the families of the earth be blessed. And so whosoever connected, he had word of life, ever increasing word, LTMA, whoever connected, the same thing supposed to come on them. Membership.
That's right.
Huh? Come on here, y'all. Y'all ain't happy enough.
That's right.
Listen. Do you know what it means not to be broke? Do you know what it means not to have no bills? No bills never come in your mailbox.
Yes.
That's prosperity demonstration. Do you know what it is not to have a house note or a car note?
That's right.
Or a boat note or a motorcycle note? Or whatever you want to do note? This real, man.
That's right.
This real. It take a Negro like me to tell it. Because I've been in the hole before, but I chase God all the time. I'm chasing God all the time. And then God turned around and said, you've been trying to catch me, and I'm going to let you catch me. Catch you. Grab on. I'm finna take you for a ride you've never seen before. Signs and wonders and miracles are about to start in your finances. You receive it? Signs, wonders, and miracles are about to start in your finances. Are you hearing me? Are you listening to me? Those tuning in, how many tune in? Put it on the line so I can see. Signs, miracles, and wonders is about to flow in your finances. Good God Almighty. I feel it in my soul. I feel it in signs, wonders, and miracles. It's about to flow. You're going to be a demonstrator everywhere you go. Every time you have a family reunion, you're going to be a demonstrator. Not a show-off, just a demonstrator. You can't hide it. The Lord have blessed me. You don't have to talk about it. You're going to be seen in your life because you're a demonstrator. He's called, a called a master demonstrator. The master demonstration going to turn you into a demonstrator. We're dealing with a master. We're dealing with a master demonstrator and a master demonstration here. The Lord Jesus is a master demonstrator. He came to demonstrate the Father. He said, me and my Father is one. He said, I don't want you to doubt how good my Father is. I want you to see it in my ministry. That my Father, that God is a good God. And that he want all of us to have the best.
Yes, yes.
Good God Almighty. Let me try. Let me try to finish. Let me try to finish. Shoo. 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 Financial demonstration function better in time like these. Financial demonstration does not function in good time. It function where it seem impossible. It seem unavailable. It seem like nothing could be done. It seem like we don't have enough. That's when the demonstration start, because supernatural attractions start taking place and the Lord starts showing himself strong. Hallelujah. Verse 11. And Jesus took the loaf. Now remember, we're talking about Jesus, the master demonstrator of prosperity. Whew, let me look again and say it to you. Jesus, the master prosperity demonstrator. Jesus, the master prosperity demonstration. He's demonstrating it. And I haven't got four, I'm just on point two. And I got about 8 points. Might take it up again. Let's go, verse 11. Here's a demonstration. Jesus took the loaves. Now you know the loaves are not enough for what we're dealing with.
Uh-huh.
You don't have enough? Get up and start dancing. You ain't got enough? You need to do something? You don't have enough? You don't have enough to pay your house note? You what? Get up and start dancing. You don't have enough to do for your grandchildren what you want to do for them? You want to buy your grandchild a car? You what? Get up and start dancing.
Come on.
And Jesus took the loaf, and when he had, you don't know if your church is going to be able to stay open? Get up and start dancing. You heard the right preacher today. Your church going to stay open. I declare and decree that you're going to have enough money to keep your church going.
Hallelujah.
Whether you know it or not, I'm your brother. I want you to have the best, sister. And Jesus took the loaf, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. Well, it didn't start off like this.
No.
It didn't start off with a as much as you would connotation.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where prosperity demonstration worked.
Yes, sir.
See? No, it's not going to start off, it looked like you don't have enough. But you see there's no shortage here. You see, as much as they would. He didn't say everybody get a little bit. No, that's too big a piece you got there. Give that back. That brother that got to have some. See, you don't have to do that. That pension and stuff, Jesus don't deal with that. Prosperity demonstration don't deal with that. Take you a big piece of fish.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. And likewise the fish. When and look, underline as much as they would. If you're gonna be a demonstrator, you're gonna need to see this. You know where we started at, right?
Yes.
They ain't had nothing. Now we had as much as they would. All right, right behind that, see, I noticed a demonstration, because look what it says in verse 12 now. What it say? What it say in verse 12, the first statement? Y'all can't see it?
And when they were filled,
that's right behind as much as they would. Now, you remember what it started at? You got it?
Yes.
Yep.
He said to the disciple, now, here you go to another stage to let you know you're always going to have more than enough.
Yes, sir.
Get up the fragment that remained. What are fragments? Fragments come in a demonstration. You always have something left over. You always have more. My cup runs over. You always have enough. Good God Almighty. Fragment. We started out with fragment. But this is a different kind of fragment. That nothing be long. All right, now look at verse 13. Therefore they gathered them, therefore they gathered them together. And filled.
Yes.
Somebody ought to dance. 12 baskets.
Wow.
Start out with 5 loaves of bread.
Yes, sir.
And 2 small, don't forget, 2 small fishes. 5,000 have sit and have eaten until they're all full. And somebody said it probably was 15,000 because they had families there. Till they all was full.
Yeah.
Then the Lord have the audacity to say, gather the fragment. I want you to know this is a demonstration.
Yes.
I want you to know it was not just, you don't have to live by just enough. But I want you to start this morning living by in more than enough.
Yes, sir.
I don't want you living not enough, number one. I don't want you living in just enough, number two. But as a demonstrator, I want you to live in more than enough. Somebody, I'm preaching now. Most people don't have not enough. Most people living by just enough.
Yes, sir.
They have messed around and tuned in to this service and have recognized that the Lord is about to demonstrate in their life from this day forward more than enough. You don't have to know how. You don't have to know how. Just walk with it, baby. We walk by faith and not by sight. You don't have to have the calculation and the calibration. You don't have to have a computer. You don't have to have an iPad. We're not dealing with technology here. We're dealing with spirituality. Somebody getting this. Somebody getting this. They get up 12 baskets, fragment, 12, verse 13, fill 12 baskets with the fragment of the 5 barley loaves. You still got your shouting cold on? Huh?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But I'm about to show you something else.
Yes.
And what's remained, woohoo! What's remained,
yes.
Look at it, over and above unto them that is eaten. He's an over and above God.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Demonstration always leave you in a position with fragments and over and above.
Yes, sir.
You never run short. And then he said, I guess so, verse 14. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth. That prophet that should come into the world. So I'm clamming and I'm amming this morning from this message that Jesus, the master prosperity demonstrator, that miracles hit your finances because you tune into this broadcast. All over the world, I don't care what the virus is doing, I don't care who shut down or who out. You won't be shut out because you tune in to a miracle word this morning. Now, I can't take you into the other one because there are other prosperity demonstrations I have of Jesus. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you something, a prophecy, a part of a prophecy that will help you. I got my iPhone up here. And in 1978, this prophecy was given. financial inversion shall increase in these days. For you see, it is my desire, now listen to that, I won't get you a word, to move in the realm of your financial prosperity. Sit down, I want you to write this. I got 17 minutes. There's a realm of financial prosperity most of the body of Christ have not seen. But here Jesus revealed to us ahead of time, my desire is to move in the realm of your financial prosperity. Now the word there is so important. The word there is realm. This is this prosperity demonstration is not a normal realm. It's a realm consists of revelation. It's a realm beyond the natural, right? Yes, then he says, in his prophecy, release me. What? You mean I'm the holdup? He said, release me, said the Lord, release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf. Isn't that something? Yes, release me. So I wrote this down. The Lord asking to be released so he can manifest it in your midst. He cannot, the realm cannot function without your release.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
It says, for yes, there shall be in this is the hour, your financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up and it will go down. Oh my goodness. I hope some businessmen listen to me and catch a hold of my ministry. But those that learn to walk in the word, they shall see the prosperity of the word come forth in this hour in a way that had not been seen by men in days past. Mm-hmm. So I wrote, and I want you to get this, it's time to get rid, R-I-D, of all money stress in your life forever. The next point is revelation will come or will cause you to walk in the prosperity of the word. You listen to messages like this, you see, that'll cause you to walk in the prosperity of the word. You're not going to find this land side of the street. Your prosperity will be taken out of the reservoirs of wicked men and this system that do not respect the gospel. Your prosperity will be taken out of the reservoirs of the wicked men and this system that do not respect the gospel. What do you think going on now? See, things look bad, but if you see it in the spirit, see, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man, things that God has provided for them that love him. But the spirit revealed. That's the realm, you see. That's the revelation. That's the rest. And then it says, listen to this statement. The time is right, even though it looked wrong. You gotta meditate on that a while. The time is right, even though it looked wrong. Now, here's what's not going to happen. I'm trying to close, but here's what's not going to happen. This is not going to happen by religion, but by the reality of my will for my children. The word, and I'll read the best, some more of this prophecy. The word of the Lord is rising within men and women of God through, you remember Isaac in the 26th chapter of Genesis? It was a famine, and Isaac sold in a time of famine and received 100-fold. Through the 100-fold return shall the reservoirs be lost from the wicked and turn to the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Then the Lord said, write this to them. Tell them this in your conclusion. My ways are higher than your ways, but these rhema words will enable you to walk in my way. See, rhema words enable you to walk in God's way. God revealed himself. So the Lord said to tell you this morning, it's time to get rid of all lack in the kingdom. It's time for those to rejoice who favor my righteous cause. Let's close with Psalm 35, 27. It's time for those to rejoice who favor my righteous cause. Rejoice in prosperity demonstration. Rejoice in having more than enough. Rejoice in being able to help somebody else. Rejoice that you have too much. Look at Psalm 35, 27. I'll close you, bro, with that. It's so powerful. Time to rejoice. Time to rejoice. Say it, time to rejoice. Well, hallelujah is right, brother. What a morning. Oh, my goodness. Say it. I am a prosperity demonstrator.
I am a prosperity demonstrator.
I'm a kingdom.
I'm a kingdom.
Prosperity demonstrator. All my debt are canceled. I have more than enough. My cup runneth over. I'm speaking faith right now. I expect every word I heard this day to manifest in my life, my children's life, my grandchildren, my ministry. Every word manifested right now. Psalm 35, 27, you saw it? You saw what it said? Huh? Huh? Let them shout for joy.
Hallelujah!
And be glad. That's favor of my righteous cause. Let them say continually.
Yes.
Three times. Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified with me. Let the Lord be magnified with my lifestyle. Which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to come back and finish this. But I just want to leave that voice with you. You are a prosperity demonstrator.
I am.
And we are going to demonstrate in a time like this when we don't have no more than 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. What are they? Among so many, I tell you what they are. They are a S-E-E-D. Figure that out. When you got a seed, you got all you need. Hallelujah.